Blog Talk Radio.
Metal guitar on a show that's basically being around country. But there's a special reason for that. And, you know, when I think of my country, I think of the Canadian Rockies. And I have a certain person on my radio show today to introduce himself. That was the song Passion by Tommy Bitterly. Now, Harold, would you care to introduce yourself and tell the listening audience a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks so much. I'm super excited for being part of this program. So I go by Happy these days, but my trail name is Fonzot. And I'm really just like a firm believer in that good health is maintained and can be created through outdoor activities. Yeah, I really strive to explore all of our park systems, pretty much every opportunity I get. Like, I grew up out of town, central Alberta, surrounded by forests and farms. You know, bushcraft, starting fires, all that kind of stuff is just a part of life. So it wasn't really like a hobby of mine. But after moving to Calgary, doing a BSc in Natural Sciences, I started realizing that just city life was really hurting my health and all aspects of it. So getting out to the mountains just gave me something to do. It gave me a break from city stress. And, you know, I just had the desire to go faster, better, stronger. You know, hiking has become a religion as well as medicine for me. And that's why I started to hike for mental health. The more I hiked and the more people who approached me on the trail due to my videos, I just realized that everyone came to the mountains for the same reason. So it's just became something where I can, you know, escape the stigma and I can talk to people in the mountains. You kind of have these mountain chats with people. Whether you have a mental illness or not, it just seems like it's the greatest stress reliever. It's just part of life and you have to be out there.
Wow, there was a lot, wasn't there? Okay, I'm going to start talking to you like a normal person. I'm like, sort of like, hey, I got to train myself to think like this so that I can get out everything. Well, the thing about having a discussion on a radio show is basically that. I'm sort of like an interviewer, but I like having a discussion about some things. So when you mentioned the word desire, okay,
yeah.
I was thinking of the reason why an artist like Tommy Vitale would give up a song called Passion for something like this. So you said desire. I think it's more of a passion within yourself. Okay, this is my thought on it. It's a passion within yourself to want to go out and achieve.
Well, it definitely is a passion. And the song itself, the way the guitar flows, really pulls you and moves you. The way I timed the video for that, it just brings me back to all those moments. And as much as it is a desire to be, you know, faster, better, stronger, it's the desire to be these things so I can fuel my passion, so I can go out there and do more. You can't see all the mountains just by popping out and doing it all. There's risks involved. You got to be prepared, and your skill level really has to be there. So my desire is mostly to better myself so I can fuel that passion to be out there.
Well, you yourself should sort of realize when a musician like Tommy goes, go ahead, use my music, but have it display that kind of passion, like the name of the song. So you display that sort of passion, that sort of expertise-ism, like he does in his guitar playing music. But we've had, and Tommy's going to be on the show on Monday, everybody. So, you know, it was sort of like, this is the time for Harold to be on the show to discuss this, because other music is involved. You know, it's part of how music can actually be the best part of country, but it doesn't have to be country music. It can be describing an activity that takes that kind of passion, like what Harold is doing. And what got you into the Hike for Life campaign, Harold? This is one of the things that, you know, it must take a lot of desire and a lot of passion to run this event. Would you like to talk a little bit about that, Harold?
Yeah, so I started a hike for mental health in December. I guess it kind of was cooked up in my brain. Basically, when I was sitting in the hospital waiting for mental services and just seeing how slow everything was going, when I just simply needed some medications and I get my butt out of there. I don't want to say that our system isn't, you know, broken or anything like that, but, you know, I went to some of the suicide prevention centers with some of my friends, And I just felt like it was in need of some help and some attention, and people need to realize what they're doing there because they're actually really amazing. And hiking for me is the biggest savior, or like the add-on to my mental health. Like, sure, you can do lots of things, including medications to help your mental health, but being trapped, you know, in the same job, the same routine, it really, really hurts. You get outside to the mountains for a little bit, and it's like, wow. And it's always that third day. I hear a lot of people talking about that. You do a trip, an overnight trip, for one day, for 2 days. But when you get to that third day, that's really when you sink in. So I set up this hike. It's in Elbow Sheep. It's on July 7th to July 9th. 3 days, about 50 kilometers. Many side options are set up. And we got teams of one or two who are going to be completing this loop and taking pledges. And all the money is going towards the Canadian Mental Health Association, and everything can be found at hypermentalhealth.com. And it's just absolutely amazing, the support. And, like, the volunteers are just crazy. I'm blown away. I thought this was just something small that I was going to do, and I have so many people interested. It's just absolutely amazing.
Well, you do have the support of a metal guitar player that's a personal friend of mine, but you also have the support of someone else that – you mentioned July 7th to whatever?
July 7th to July 9th. Yeah, teams are taken off, staggered, starting first thing in the morning on July 7th from Little Elbow. And they'll be returning back to Little Elbow by 7 p.m. on the 9th.
Okay, so that's the duration of your hike. So, Michael, you did mention July the 7th?
Yeah.
Right? Okay, Michael, you got to tell Nick, okay, we have a special female country artist that is involved in this promotion that is from the country music side that has been on the Yeehaw show, and her song is called Mountain Child. What was your thoughts when you were hearing about that song, Harold? And, you know, like, that was a really relatable, really predictable Yeehaw show kind of thing where we get tagged
yeah.
with doing country, right? So, and we do, people. We have a special Wednesday show just for trying to get country artists, okay? You know, I'm a metal guy. Give me a break. Harold?
Well,
would you like to say something about Mountain Child?
Yeah, that song was perfect in the sense that it really painted a picture lyrically. Like, you know, the sound flows so well, but just the fact, like, the lyric painted just, like, a perfect picture of, like, being out in the mountains, being country. It actually reminded me a lot of growing up out of town, like where I was, listening to country every day, being out on the dirt bikes or, you know, the bicycles, or just walking, building tree forts and stuff. It just, I love it when a song does that, when you listen to the lyrics and it just really takes back to, like, memories. So, like, that song was all about memories for me.
Yeah, so of course it was about the mountain child in us all, and, you know, we do have a childhood friend. Okay, this is how I met Harold, okay? Now, my money is on you. But, you know, those slow and steady hikers you got to get with so that my money can be with you, so that you can beat Andy at this hike for mental health. Because everybody that is physically able to do this should go out and try to do this. Try to raise money for mental health. Harold, what do you think? Is my money safe with you?
You think I'll be able to complete the loop? Oh, yeah. I would say so. I'm actually going to be ahead of the pack helping run the show, so I'm departing before anyone else by myself and speeding through the whole thing and setting everything up as we go along. And then I have another volunteer taking Adele down behind me at the very back of the pack. So I'll be done before anyone else, and I'm going to hit definitely at least two side objectives, take some snapshots for you there. It's all about the
exactly.
pictures.
Exactly. And, you know, like, we are, okay, here's the news, okay? I'm trying to get Becca Hess on the Whiskey and Cigarettes Country Radio Show because She is a great artist, and she does represent the best in country from my aspect,
mm-hmm.
because she's from BC, okay? This event is in my home province of Alberta, my friends in Slow and Steady Hikers. But there's another band that's involved with our dear friend Simon, who took that footage that was in Becca's video and was put together by Sharon from the United Flower Horn Association, whose big event is happening this weekend, right? But we've got to think about, how can you take anybody higher, as in the song Take Me Higher by Franklin's Dealers, that Simon
did with the Heart Mountain.
Exactly, the first mountain I ever climbed, by the way.
Oh, it's a beauty. I love that one.
So what are your thoughts about how you take yourself higher from this perspective, Harold, into developing this into a regular thing for yourself and for the mental health? Are you anticipating
I have a whole plan coming out, basically. It's like a 3-year plan right now, and if this year goes well, I'll turn it into a 5-year plan. So we're operating 100% underneath Canadian Mental Health Association right now. I do have a personal website, hikeformentalhealth.com, with pages for every single hiking team. They have links to the Canadian Mental Health Associated donation page for each team, so that way you can easily find their link to donate, and the money goes straight to Canadian Mental Health. It doesn't even have to touch me or anyone else. So that's how it's set up for now. But if I do raise at least $10,000, it's going to be a lot different story when I'm applying to be official nonprofit society on my own. And then I can start holding these almost on a regular basis every summer and do day hikes, 2-day hikes, 3-day hikes, do really easy ones, do extremely hard ones. And that will like really free me up to actually allow people to raise less money at a time, because currently if I want to donate money, you need X amount of dollars for it to be a proper tax deduction for the parent company you're donating to. So if I can do get set up, if we could raise at least $10,000 this year, I will be able to set it up so it'll be a lot easier for many more people to actually take part in this and just raise small amounts of monies and still be able to help out.
Yeah, that's one of the factors involved in
the minimums in
dealing with almost anything. It's like having the proper procedures involved in these events, even just the event that you're having right now. Okay, so you've gone through that organization. It is a proper event. And so, of course, artists want to get promoting that side because maybe it's affected them in their
mm-hmm.
lifetime. You know, what causes mental health issues? What causes certain things? Like, you know, we both suffer from a concussion, but wouldn't ours be more of like the brain injury society per se? You know, there's a lot to knowing about the Mental Health Association. You know, you exposed it as being, I don't want to sit behind a desk whacking out all day, you know, like just, you know, I can totally relate to that, but I've got a medical problem dealing with seizures in that way. But there's many, many different forms of mental health.
Well, the big thing that really took me on to this whole, like, the outdoors helps, is Japan and England both did studies in the last couple of years where they found that the people who grew up and live closer to green spaces take less antidepressants and less anti-anxiety meds, like they're prescribed less. And the further away the houses are from these green spaces, the more likely that you have these prescriptions. So they actually looked into it and found that there's chemicals that are released from trees that basically act as anti-anxiety or antidepressive medications just naturally to calm you down. So literally taking a walk through the woods is like the best thing you can do when you're stressed out. So mental health, super complicated. It could be caused by so many different things. But in general, city life, if you're stuck doing the same thing over and over again, not getting any time to relax, whether it's actually in the mountains or whatever you need to do to relax, write music or whatever, you need that escape. And I definitely feel that with the mountains right here and all this beautiful landscape, people here in Alberta need to, you know, find the time to get outside and go for a walk, because it's beautiful, it's breathtaking. When you come back, you're going to feel amazing. And that's why what always gets me back every single time planning another hike.
So this is happening during the summertime. Again, Michael.
So this year is July 7th to 9th.
Right. So
first weekend of Stampede.
You might even have a few tourists, you know, that sort of side of it where Andy's company is involved in the slow and steady hikers and all of that sort of stuff. But if you get this out, how can people sign up for it if they want to come up from another country? Like, there's a lot of
America. Currently, right now, we're actually not taking any more people because the environment is a big concern for me. So we're actually limiting it to, it was 15 teams is what we limited to. We do have a couple people who may be backing out, so there might be like a second round lottery, so a couple people who want to get in the next couple weeks here, because the official date is the 1st for the starting of fundraising, so that's Monday. And whatever teams I can't get a hold of there, if I'm short any, I will be doing a post on hikeformentalhealth.com where people can try to sign up to do a replacement hiking team, essentially. But yeah, there was a lottery that we did about 2 months ago. We had 8 teams not make the lottery. So we actually drew quite a bit of names. We had a huge amount of interest. But going forward, if we do raise the money, I can declare a nonprofit and do this on my own. We can do it at public places where we can have more than, you know, just a couple hikers and do day hikes where a lot more people get involved. Currently with this current hike, it has to be random camping. There's no campgrounds involved. It's going to be off-trail stuff. There's only so much space out there, so we don't want to really destroy the habitat.
So basically this is like really the sort of like a real interesting kind of event where you're really, really off the main beaten track.
The whole thing is mental health to me, and that's kind of how I set this up. So you're taking a really big task. You're going to have to walk 50 kilometers down a fire road, and it loops around Mount Cornwall. And along the way, there's places to get water. There's good spots in the trees to camp if you're in a tent or a hammock. And there's definitely lots of side objectives. People have to do at least a minimum of 25 kilometers on the first day to get their camp at Tombstone Backcountry Campground. But then they have to continue on and choose a side objective or just go down the road at least 1 kilometer in order to camp randomly. So the rules in Elbow Sheep are 1 kilometer from a campground. You have to be at least 1 kilometer from the Tombstone Lakes because it's a high traffic area, and then 50 meters from any trail or water source. So people will be setting up somewhere, you know, 26 kilometers in, and then the next 2 days they're following the back end of the loop, which is going to be about 24 kilometers back. They have lots of time to hit. There's like 3 different mountains. There's a creek. There's so many side objectives. So they can go a little bit one day, climb a mountain, and the best part is you don't go all the way back to your car after you climb the mountain. You can just camp right on the mountain. So it's going to be pretty amazing.
Okay. In saying all that we've said, you know, like we got the news out about Franklin's Dealers. And
yeah,
we got the news out about Becca Hess and Michael, please. And we got the news out about Tommy. So we covered sort of music. We covered this hike. So let's get down to the brass tacks of asking you the question that I try to ask everybody on this show.
Mm-hmm.
What is the best thing of life about country to you? What is the best thing in country to you? What is that?
Oh, that's, I don't know if it's the woods or the mountains. Oh, it's like, what do you choose, the valleys or the peaks in life? It's, you can't have one without the other. I don't know. Right now, these days, the best thing about country is being by myself doing a solo hike, whether it's for a day or whether it's overnight and I'm setting up with my hammock just on the side of a mountain, just the time alone, just soaking in everything, the nature, the life, that's what I cherish the most about country. That's what country is to me.
Now, on the other side of this, people, okay, Harold is a musician. And Harold would probably fit into, like, the country music, ukulele, folk music kind of artist. But
I definitely have some country songs.
Exactly, you know. So you know, it's not only music to us, you know. It's the fact of there is something about country music that affects pretty well all of us. Look at how much country music is influenced by last week's guest, last Wednesday's guest, Morgan Riley. You know, it crossed over to rap. So, you know, why can't it cross over to metal? Why can't it cross over to other people's ways of thinking? You know, it's sort of like, I'm the long hair kind of cowboy, okay? Harold, you're a mountain guy. I don't know even how to, you know, maybe the hillbilly side of you speaks louder to you than the urban cowboy dude. What's your song?
Oh. Well, I don't know. It's all about acoustic for me. Like, I've always had, you know, electric stuff, but I just think that, like, all my music was influenced from country or folk, and I think a lot of rock really still is, even though the roots were there. When I have my ukulele or my travel guitar and I'm sitting on top of a mountain or by a creek and I'm just playing, and I just make up everything as I go along. I sing about my day. I sing about the mountains. I sing about the country, and I just do ballads, and it's something where you can tell a story. Country is where you tell a story. That's what country songs are to me. They're painting pictures, telling stories, giving memories. And that's why I play folk ukulele. That's just freestyle, me singing about my hike. But yeah, that's my life.
Yeah, exactly. And Harold, you know, like, you can depict this on your Facebook page, right, to some degree, but you can also depict it on his own personal page, okay? His whole lifestyle is that. And the other day I caught you out there live on Facebook playing your ukulele, and I'm going, hey, this guy's got chops, but it's like you're way up in the mountains there. But I suppose it actually highlights your experience and the passion for it, and perhaps it does show in your music. What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, I just know that being on hikes is the most influential part for my music. That's like where I, even after I come back from a hike, the last two songs I just put out, like actually recording down with a couple tracks, but all freestyle, just improv tracks. Both the songs are all about hikes that I just recently did, or the people that I hiked with and the conversations that I've had. And it's just, that's where I'm getting all my inspiration these days. And you're talking about the live stuff. The live stuff is just me being super lazy, because really what I do is I hit record on the camera, I make it all up, and then I post it on YouTube and at fonzdot.com, fonzdot.com. And that's like my thing. But my hikes are there, my music's there, and if I just want to play some music and I don't really feel like recording, I'll just bust out a Facebook Live. I'll play for sometimes up to 2 hours, and I'll just make up song after song after song after song. So, yeah, it's just something fun I do.
Yeah, well, I think that it's actually quite interesting that people can actually go out and see where you're at. You know, you take pictures of where you're sleeping out there and all of that sort of stuff, and it's a different lifestyle. And so we've basically ran out of time here, Harold.
Yeah.
But if you want to get out any more information for our audience to get a hold of you and all of that sort of stuff, I'd like to wrap things up. So you've got the floor for one more thing, and then I'm going to wrap it up.
Cool. Yeah, so if you do want to get involved with the hikeformentalhealth.com, it's just the hikeformentalhealth.com, and there'll probably be an opportunity to actually hike in that coming up right away if there's any people who aren't going to do or going to back out. You can find everything I do at fawnsdot.com as well, and I really want to thank Ribs Front Pack, Hawaii Co., Newport Leather Co., and Team SA, because those guys hooked me up some awesome gear and all their information is on my website. They're amazing companies, and they support me, and I want to support them so much. Thanks so much for letting me be a part of this. This has been great, and honestly, hikeformentalhealth.com could not be going on without people like you supporting this, letting me do things like this.
Yeah, well, it's great to have these kind of things, and I like supporting any way I possibly can. And so tomorrow I get to do a review of my guest music for Monday. I've got three songs, two other songs to play for the audience off of his brand new CD. And then on Monday, my dear friend from Italy, Mr. Tommy Vitale, will be joining us. Goodbye, everybody, and have a great day.